This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's presidential office says at least 6 civilians have been killed and 5 others wounded by the latest Russian shelling. The AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
In the Donetsk region, the Russian shelling struck Bakhmut, Kramatorsk, Shashiv Yar, and other towns and villages, killing at least one person and wounding at least 5 others. Donetsk governor, Pavlo Pyrylenko, says civilians are fleeing the region to escape Russian shelling continuing round the clock as additional troops and weapons are being deployed there. In neighboring Luhansk, regional governor Serhiy Haidai adds Russians have been targeting villages in the region with heavy artillery. And in Kherson in the south, Russian shelling hit a church during Sunday prayers. I'm Charles Ledesma.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is in Jordan at the start of a three-country Mideast visit. He aims to reassure key allies of America's commitment to the region, despite Washington's recent focus on Russia and China. At a news conference, Secretary Austin said a wider Russia-Iran alliance is a worry.
We also expect that Russia will provide technology back to Iran. In return for some of the help that they've gotten. And of course, if you're a country in this region, you'd be very concerned about that, and they are. All the countries are very concerned about that.
Secretary Austin added that it's particularly troubling. Iran has gotten more proficient with drones in the course of the Ukraine conflict, which he says doesn't bode well for the region. A crisis over suspected poisoning targeting Iranian schoolgirls is escalating as authorities now acknowledge more than 50 schools have been struck in a wave of possible cases. It remains unclear who or what is responsible since the alleged poisonings began in November. This is VOA News. A military court in Cameroon over the weekend charged a media mogul, a military officer, and a police commissioner with complicity in the January torture and killing of journalist Martinez Zogo. VOA's Moki Edwin Kinzeka has more.
Cameroon media reported Saturday that business tycoon and media mogul Jean-Pierre Amugu Belinga, Lieutenant Colonel Justin Dangwe, and Police Commissioner Maxime Eko-Eko are being held in a maximum security prison in pre-trial detention along with several policemen and civilians. A Yaoundé military tribunal charged the three men Saturday with complicity in the torture that led to the death of journalist Martinez Zogo in January. Zogo's mutilated remains were found 5 days after his abduction. Journalists in Cameroon say they feel like they are under attack. Just 2 weeks after Zogo's killing, the body of another journalist, Jean-Jacques Olabébé, was found in the capital. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
A station master accused of causing Greece's deadliest train disaster has been charged with negligent homicide and jailed pending trial. An examining magistrate and a prosecutor agreed Sunday that multiple counts of homicide, as well as charges of causing bodily harm and endangering transportation safety, should be brought against the railway employee. At least 57 people were killed when a northbound passenger train and a southbound freight train collided late Tuesday in central Greece. Saudi Arabia says it deposited $5 billion into the Turkish Central Bank. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The move will likely help Ankara firm up its long weakening currency, the lira, after last month's massive earthquake. The statement offered no details on how the cash would be used or if the kingdom could call for the sum to be returned. However, such deposits can help firm up exchange rates for a nation's currency against other currencies internationally. The kingdom described the deposit as a testament to the close cooperation and historical ties that exist between the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the Republic of Turkey and its brotherly people. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea says it will raise local civilian funds to compensate Koreans who won damages in lawsuits against Japanese companies that enslaved them during World War II. Seoul's announcement reflects conservative President Yoon Suk-yeol's determination to mend frayed ties with Japan. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.